USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Former President and 2024 GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump held a rally in Manchester, New Hampshire Saturday night ahead of the state's primary on Tuesday. Joining the former president at the rally is South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster, who announces his endorsement of Trump.
New Hampshire is for Trump. South Carolina is too. We'll see you at the finish line.
Governor McMaster succeeded former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley in South Carolina's governor's mansion. In response to his endorsement, Haley responded by saying, "I'm sorry, is that the person I ran against for governor and beat?" Forecasters say a break from old man winter for much of the nation is coming sooner rather than later. The Climate Prediction Center saying temperatures from January 28th through February 3rd should be much above average for the majority of the country. This has many wind chill alerts remain in effect for much of the country through the weekend. Mars helicopter Ingenuity is back online after a long weekend for NASA. On Thursday, the drone-like machine was sent on a quick pop-up vertical flight to test its systems. Communicating through Perseverance rover Ingenuity, it relayed that it reached its max height of 40 feet before it stopped on the way back down. After 3 days of radio silence, NASA successfully reconnected with Ingenuity by having Perseverance perform long-duration listening systems. There's still no update as to why the helicopter went out, but folks are happy it's back online. The Biden administration is canceling nearly $5 billion in student debt for over 74 million Americans. The White House saying more than half of the borrowers eligible for the relief are teachers, nurses, firefighters, and others who worked in public sector jobs for more than a decade. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
The San Francisco 49ers are in the NFC Championship game for a third straight season after coming from behind to beat the Green Bay Packers 24-21. Trailing by 4 points in the final minutes, Christian McCaffrey scored his second touchdown of the game, giving the Niners a late lead. Also on Saturday, the Baltimore Ravens punched their ticket to the AFC Championship game by beating the Houston Texans 34-10. The golf world is mourning the loss of a major champion. USA's Corey Myers has the details.
Jack Burke Jr., the oldest living Masters champion, has died. Burke was not only a member of the World Golf Hall of Fame, but he was a two-time major champion who also won the PGA Championship in 1956, the same year he won the Masters. His Masters victory is considered one of the greatest comebacks in golf history, where he beat Ken Venturi by a single stroke after being down 8 strokes in the final round.
A man is in custody for allegedly trying to break into Taylor Swift's Manhattan apartment. It happened Saturday afternoon, and the New York Post says the man was handcuffed and was not identified. Swift's neighbors told the Post the man showed up sometime before Christmas and has been lurking around her apartment for weeks. He allegedly told one neighbor, "I want to see Taylor." For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.